The Guardian.
The Academy is saying that there should be very widespread screening of cholesterol levels in children. They want to see all children screened between the ages of 2 and 10 if they've got any sort of family history of high cholesterol or heart disease, and also if they themselves are obese or overweight, or if they have diabetes or blood pressure, the sorts of things that might predispose them to heart disease in later life. And what they're saying is that if those children turn out to have particularly high levels of cholesterol, then those of them over the age of 8 should be put on statins.
At that young an age, surely a good diet would get rid of high cholesterol.
Well, this is why the recommendation is causing a huge furore in the States and probably around the world, because the first things you need to do, clearly, with obese children is to change the habits that are causing them to be obese in the first place. So in other words, yes, you need to get them on a diet, you need to get them exercising. What a lot of doctors are saying is that you can put them on statins and, yes, it'll bring their cholesterol levels down, but it isn't going to stop them eating fatty foods, and it isn't going to stop them becoming couch potatoes and watching TV all day.
And you're talking about having a history of high cholesterol. That means the parents basically have let themselves get to a stage where they've got high cholesterol. So there'll be a culture of eating bad things within the family, won't there?
Yes, that's absolutely right. The difficulty is that there are some children, and it's supposed to be something like one in every 500, who have a gene that predisposes them to high cholesterol. It's called FH. It's familial hypercholesteremia, if I get that right. That means they have a 50% chance of getting heart disease in later life because they're going to have high cholesterol levels. So those children certainly need some help, and probably more help that they can get than they can get with simply better exercise and less fatty food. But then there are lots of other children out there who are also very large now, very much overweight, and their family are too. And probably actually there is no family history, so it's quite difficult to differentiate. And the test for this particular gene costs £1,000 a time, so clinicians actually aren't going to recommend it unless they're pretty sure that this is a family history problem.
And if kids as young as 8 are going to start popping pills with their cornflakes, do we know what the long-term effects are going to be?
We have absolutely no idea at all what the long-term effects of statins on children will be. Obviously, there have been no studies. We haven't done it until now. A few children, particularly those with this gene, have been getting these drugs for some time, but we haven't any long-term studies at all. And it's a very big question as to whether giving children medication now to lower their cholesterol levels will actually have the effect of preventing heart attacks when they're adults. That's a long time to come. There are also side effects to these drugs. They're not massively problematic, but lots of people have reported them. And in some cases, it involves muscle pains, for instance. Now, those things certainly could be a real problem over maybe 60 years of medication.
There's always the problem, isn't there? If you're taking a pill for something, you think, oh, well, I don't need to bother about that because I've got a pill, so I can eat fatty stuff because I'm taking these statins. Not a problem.
That's very much the problem with taking drugs. I think most doctors would say the drug should be a last resort. I think doctors in this country actually will be welcoming the debate, because with some children, they are actually at a loss to know what to do. There are those ones who've got this family history. There are also other children who really are hard cases, and you can try to improve their lifestyle and try to improve the diet and try to get them to exercise more. But it may be that because they simply are coming from a background where there's no history of doing all those things, that it is very difficult. So everyone is saying this is a hugely complex thing. And the British doctors certainly are saying it's really good to have this out in the open, and we wish people would talk about it, because there are cases in which we're going to have to use these drugs, or we'd like to find out whether people will sanction whether the public will accept these drugs in a way they haven't used them before. Talking to British doctors, I've discovered there are a couple of them, a number of them probably, who are treating children with statins already, and some of those children are as young as 6. But there again, we're talking about children with the genetic problem. So it's not as if children are not on these things already.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily.
That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.